Young Loaf at war.
You prevented her from leaving.
I guess you can say that, Your Honor.
I'm going to say that.
An offended ex.
He asked me why I wouldn't take him to go see his friend. And I said, because I know it's a female.
Had you dated her?
Yes, Your Honor.
And a clueless attitude.
It would be disrespectful, right, Mr. Small?
Absolutely not, Your Honor.
Let me explain something to you, hotshot.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Brenda Barkley is suing her ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Darius Small Jr., for kicking her car during an argument.
Order. All rise.
Yes, yeah, case number 237 on the calendar, the matter of Barkley versus Small.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Barkley, it is your claim that the defendant, who you knew, socialized with, and at some point, according to what I read, was involved with you in a romantic way, vandalized your car with you in it by kicking it, causing damage. You want him to pay for the damage. Mr. Small says that you almost ran him over, and the only way to protect himself was by kicking the car. Mr. Small, who is this that you brought?
My brother, Your Honor.
Your brother. Can I tell you that was not a good thing to do? Do you want to know why? Because when I indicated what your defense was, he smiled. Very bad. You have to learn to keep a stone face, sir. Do you understand?
Yes.
Otherwise, you make your brother's position look ridiculous. You don't want to do that, right?
No.
You want to be here to support him?
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean, Mr. Small?
I was smart too, Your Honor. Almost was a victim, and it was funny to me too.
Mr. Small, let me explain something to you. He didn't smile when I was telling her side of the story. He only sort of laughed when I was relating what your defense was. Take a look at him. You can hardly get... Do you understand where I'm going? Yeah, okay. All right. Tell me when and where you were when this incident happened, Miss Barkley.
We were at his house.
Do me a favor. That's a stunning watch that you're wearing. Cover it over because it's glaring in my eyes. Thank you. Good. Let's go.
We were at his house. It was the night of July 26th.
At his house?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
We were all just hanging out on the porch. It was a group of us as friends.
Were you dating Mr. Small at the time?
Not at the time.
Okay. Go ahead.
That night, we were all sitting on the porch, and I stepped off the porch for a quick second. He then proceeded to take out his phone and make a phone call. He thought I wasn't listening, but he was whispering on the phone with someone. It happened to be another girl. He thought I didn't hear, but they made plans to see each other. After that, I didn't want to be around him because I thought it was disrespectful. So I told my friends, let's go. And then he asked me to go see a friend at the time. I just said no. I didn't give an explanation. I didn't show I was upset. I just said no. I told my friends to wait for me in the car. He said he wanted to speak to me alone without them being there. So we were standing outside of the car. He asked me why I wouldn't take him to go see his friend. And I said, because I know it's a female and I just feel as though that's disrespectful. So we started talking and...
No, started talking so that you said, I think it's disrespectful.
I think it's disrespectful.
Which, of course, if you were going to see a female, it would be disrespectful, right, Mr. Small?
Absolutely not, Your Honor.
Wouldn't be disrespectful.
Absolutely not.
To ask your old girlfriend to take you to see a new girlfriend.
Absolutely not, Your Honor. I was not with her. She's delirious, Your Honor. I personally...
Let me explain something to you, hotshot. First of all, stand up. Stop leaning on the desk. You know whose playpen this is?
Yours, Your Honor.
That would be correct. Then I know when you knew you were coming here to do this case, you probably practiced a lot and said, she is not going to get the best of me. There is no way. But I want to tell you something. If you're going to be a wise aleck here, you're going to leave not with a big old smile on your face. Do you understand?
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Okay. And if you think that I think that good-looking young men can get away with murder, I don't. And if you think that I think that they are any more socially desirable than somebody else, I don't. Got it? Great. Now, it would have been, Mr. Small, disrespectful if you were asking Miss Barkley for a ride to go to meet someone and the person you were going to meet was a female. I'm telling you, I want you to open your mind to this. It would have been disrespectful. I'm gonna tell you why. Because If she was romantically interested in you, I didn't say you and her, but I said if she was romantically interested in you, it's sort of bad form to rub her nose in the fact that you have somebody else. Do you understand? Just from the perspective of being a human being. Now, is this your older brother or your younger brother?
My younger brother, Your Honor.
Well, I'm going to give you this kind of, you're his older brother. Let's say he comes to you and says, you know, I met this girl, Patty. I really, really like her. And I told her I really liked her. And he says to you, she was very unkind to me. She said, let's have lunch. And she brought her boyfriend and said, this is my, what's your first name?
James.
James, this is my friend James. But this is my boyfriend, Tony, who I really love. You're a nice young man, but I really love Tony. So we're all three of us going to have lunch together. You think that would be a nice thing for her to do?
Absolutely not, Your Honor.
So I'm saying to you, if you were asking Miss Barkley to take you to a girl's house, it would have been disrespectful. Do you understand?
I understand your point, Your Honor.
That's what I want to know. I knew we were going to get together, Mr. Small. Now, where did you want Miss Barkley to take you that evening?
I wanted her to take me to a friend's house, Your Honor.
And the friend's first name?
Khadija.
Do I have to guess? Would that be a boy or a girl?
A girl, Your Honor.
Okay. So what I'm telling you is, let's say you just had a platonic relationship with Khadija. She doesn't know that. All she knows is you're asking her to take you to another girl's house. Bad form. You don't necessarily have to agree with me, Mr. Small, on the fact that it's bad form. But I know that when you go home tonight, you're going to think about your brother James, Tony, and Patty. Do you know what I'm talking about, James?
I don't know anybody named Patty.
You don't know anybody by the name of Patty?
No.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. Now, so you're standing outside the car, Miss Barkley.
Yes.
He's having a discussion. You say it's disrespectful. And then what happened?
He disagreed that it was disrespectful.
Like he did with me momentarily.
Exactly. We began to argue about that. After a while, I just found it senseless because I knew I was making sense and he wasn't. So I just asked him, can I leave? He wouldn't let me leave.
What did he do?
He stood between me and my car. When I stepped to the right, he stepped to the right. When I stepped to the left, he stepped to the left. He wouldn't let me get inside of my car.
Acting like a fool.
I guess. After a while, the conversation got more and more heated. He began to get disrespectful.
How?
He was calling me the B word, all types of things, saying disrespectful.
Was James there?
Yes, he was on the porch.
James.
What's wrong?
Should have stayed with Patty.
Go ahead.
At this time, I began to get upset. So my friends were just saying, come on, let's go. Let's just leave. It's not worth it. But I couldn't get inside my car. So my friend, who's my witness, she was helped to defend me verbally. She was yelling. You know, we were arguing with the defendant. And after a while, he became angry with her. So then he went over to her side. She was sitting in the passenger seat to begin arguing with her. At this time, I found an opportunity to get inside of my car. So that I did. I stopped arguing. I just got inside of my car, started the car. But he had already opened the passenger side of the door and began arguing with her. She was still sitting down. And he was standing in between the door and the seat, arguing with her in her face. And he wouldn't let go of the door. So everybody was just saying, you know what, just back out, just back out. He'll let go if you back out. So I put the car in reverse and I started to inch back. I inched back slowly. And he lives on a very busy street, so I wasn't able to back out fully and just go home. I had to sit.
Well, somebody had to close the door.
He let go of the door after a while. He let go of the door, so we closed the door, and he just stood there. And I wasn't able to back out of his driveway completely, so I stood at the end of the driveway waiting for the cars to pass. And when I was about to back out, he ran after the car the first time and threw his foot and kicked the front, but he just tapped it. He missed. So I knew it didn't do any damage. I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't so concerned. I was just trying to leave. And when the street cleared, I backed out. And now the side of my car, the passenger side, was facing the driveway where he was still standing.
Got it.
So he ran up and kicked it.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What were they arguing about, James?
Asking her to bring him to another female's house.
So far, we're in sync. Your brother is so helpful, Mr. Small.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brenda Barclay says ex-boyfriend Darius Small Jr. kicked her car during an argument. Darius claims he was defending himself when Brenda tried to run him over.
Now, stand up straight. She's trying to leave. You were going to meet a girl that we all agree on. She wasn't giving you a ride to meet the girl. You were not happy about that and were at the car with her because you don't deny that something happened with the car. So you left the porch because you left James on the porch, right?
Nope.
Well, the car wasn't on the porch, Mr. Small.
Well, you're
wrong. And you say here in your answer that you did, in fact, have contact with the door. You have a different story.
Yes, Your Honor.
But you did, in fact, leave the porch.
No, Your Honor. James was in the car with her, and that's why I'm looking at her story. Like, her story doesn't make sense, Your Honor, at all.
James was in the car.
He was already in the vehicle.
You were in the car, James?
Yes, Your Honor.
Or on the porch?
I was in the car.
When did you get in the car?
When all this commotion was taking place. I was trying to just...
When all the commotion... Up, James. When all what commotion was taking place, James?
When they were arguing.
What were you doing getting in the car when they were fighting?
I was watching, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you left the porch.
Yes.
And you got into the back seat of the car?
Yes.
Now, she wasn't supposed to drive you anywhere, was she?
No, we're just friends, so I was... We're just friends, so I was just tagging along.
She wasn't supposed to drive you anywhere.
Specific, no.
Now, when you heard them arguing, because it wasn't so far away, what were they arguing about, James?
About them being disrespectful, but they argue in a regular...
Not them being disrespectful, well, about him being disrespectful.
Yes.
About him being disrespectful about what, James?
Asking her to bring him to another female's house.
So far, we're in sync. Your brother is so helpful, Mr. Small. Now, when you heard them arguing about that, they were arguing loudly.
No,
right?
You were
and you love your brother, so for some reason you thought that would be a good time for you to get into the car.
No, I was already in the car before the arguing took place.
You told me you got into the car when all the ruckus started.
They were talking fine, and then they started arguing when he started to explain himself.
Your Honor, we all were in the vehicle already. This is the problem. This is why her story doesn't make sense, Your Honor. Prior to me even getting that phone call, Your Honor, I had asked her to give me a ride before that and told her I was going to give her gas money, Your Honor. So we were all already in the vehicle. The car was already full. My phone rang. I stepped out of the vehicle, Your Honor. When I got back in the car, her whole demeanor changed, Your Honor.
Okay, but who was on the phone?
Quadija, the same person.
All right. All right, so you were all in the car. And you're all going to go someplace.
Yes,
phone rang. You have one of those phones that tells you who it is?
Oh, yeah, I know who's calling.
You knew who was calling. So you stepped out of the car. When you stepped out of the car, you had a conversation for how long?
Hey, 2 minutes, Your Honor.
2 minutes. You get back in the car, and you ask her to take you to a friend's house. Is that what happened? And she said, get out of the car.
No, Your Honor.
Then tell me what happened,
She turns around and starts...
Just a second. Now, are you out of the car or back in the car?
I'm back in the car.
In what seat?
In the behind the passenger seat in the back, Your Honor.
So you're in the back, finished on the phone, got back into the car, and she said what?
She didn't say anything at first. I'm like, all right, come on, let's go. She's like, oh, where are you going? I'm like, the same place I asked you to take me. And she was like, I'm not taking you anywhere. And then she became spiteful because the other person that was in the car, Your Honor, that's not here, was going to the same place I was going. So, while we're in the car, she's like...
You got out of the car at some point, sir. At what point did you get out of the car?
When I got out of the car, I'm like, all right, I don't have to go anywhere. She turned around and became spiteful and turned around.
Just a minute. Did you get out of the car?
Yeah, the door was already open. Like, when I got back in, because they were sitting there. The reason I got out of the car, because the music was blasting in the car, Your Honor.
Just a second. So you got out of the car to take the call from Quadija.
Yes.
Then you got back into the rear passenger seat of the car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you left the door open.
Yeah, my legs were out the door. It's a Hyundai, Your Honor. I'm 6'2". It's got
just a second.
Got there.
So you left your legs out of the car?
One leg, Your Honor.
One leg.
Yeah.
It's getting better. You love it. Get paid to have all this fun. It's actually fabulous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Before she closed the door, I said, hold on. And I stepped in between the door. And
right.
The door closes.
So you stepped in between. You prevented her from leaving.
I guess you could say that, Your Honor.
I'm going to say that.
Real cases, real people.
Judge Judy. Brenda Barkley claims ex-boyfriend Darius Smart Jr. damaged her car when he kicked it during an argument. Darius is accusing Brenda of trying to run him over.
All right, so not both legs, just one leg was hanging out of the car, right? Because she's 6'1".
Two, Your Honor.
Or two, maybe. Now you're standing up straight. I see, I knew I could get up to stand up straight. All right, now your one leg is dragging out the side of the door, and then what happened, Mr. Smar?
I said, all right, you're not gonna take me, fine, I'll call a cab.
Great, so you got out of the car?
Yep, and then the other person that was supposed to go with me, she turns around and says, are you going to the same spot? I'll take you, but I'm not taking him. So I'm like, what do you mean? So then I proceed to go around to her side because the windows were open, so I go on her side, Your Honor.
Okay, so when you got out of the car, did you close the rear passenger
door?
No,
I did not, Your Honor.
So you left it open?
Yes, Your Honor.
So she said to the other passenger, I'll take you to Quadisha's house, but I'm not taking him to Quadisha's
yes,
house.
Your Honor.
The other person was a male or a female?
He was a male, Your Honor.
Was it not a male that she had dated?
Yeah, I don't think she did, no.
No, but she had dated you?
Yes, Your Honor.
So she said, I'll take you, but I'm not taking him. So you got annoyed with that, and you went around to argue with her. So now you're around the driver's door. Keep going, and
so
then?
My boy said, if you're not taking him, then I'll go with him. So before I asked her to step out of the car so I could speak to her in private. Everybody didn't have to be in our business, Your Honor. So she got out of the car, and I started talking. I was explaining to her, like, this is not my girlfriend. This didn't be an issue. Every girl that I know, I don't date. Like, that's boys and girls. You can have friends that are girls, too. So I'm arguing with her, and she's going crazy. How dare you disrespect me? I'm like, I'm not disrespecting you. So long story short,
I heard about that. Would you get to the door, please?
All right, long story short, she gets back in the car.
So she gets back in the car. She's not taking you anywhere.
Yeah, the car's not on, though. She didn't start the car yet, Your Honor.
Fine. And what do you do?
I go around to the passenger side, still trying to plead my case to her, Your Honor. But the passenger side door is open. So now she becomes annoyed, and she kicks. She turns the car on and kicks it in reverse. And she didn't inch out my driveway, Your Honor. Mind you, it's probably like 10 o'clock at night. I live on a busy street, but it's only busy during business hours.
So you went to the other side.
The passenger side, yes.
Where the door is still open.
Yes.
Where you left it open.
No, I didn't leave it open. I wasn't the passenger.
You said to me a moment ago, the rear passenger door, you said you left open when you got out to talk to her.
But I went to the passenger. The rear passenger door is closed now because my boy, she's leaving, so he got out the car.
So somebody else closed the door?
Yes, the person
that was going with me. Okay, so now all the doors are closed?
No, except for the passenger door.
Why is the passenger open?
Because when I went around, I stopped them from closing the passenger door so I can talk because the window didn't go down.
What do you mean you stopped them? Let's go back, Mr. Small. What do you mean you stopped them?
I mean
them?
That I walked around, and before she closed the door, I said, hold on, and I stepped in between the door and the door closed.
So you stepped in between. You prevented her from leaving.
I guess you could say that, Your Honor.
I'm going to say that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you prevented her from leaving. And then what happened? And then she kicked the car back, put it in reverse, and almost knocked you over.
Oh, no, she didn't almost knock me over. The door hit me, and now I'm holding on to the door. And my feet are dragging on the floor, Your Honor. Like, yeah, I can show you my shoes. I wish I had them here. She stops at the end of my driveway. And now, Your Honor, I start cursing her out. Now, I'm going in the house now. So when I go around, like, I'm mad. Now, I'm going in the house. I go around. She kicks the car forward, Your Honor. Tries to hit me with the car now. So when she comes to hit me with the car, I throw myself in the door. And now that's where that dent comes from.
Good.
So now...
Yeah. So that's where the dent is from. May I see the dent, please? I got other things to do today. But this was actually fun. Very nice. You have an estimate to fix it?
Yep.
Perfect. Stand up, all 6'1" of you.
Two, Your Honor.
I can't tell if you're 6'2" if you're not standing up straight. That's a reasonable estimate, Miss Barkley, judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,232. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused and they step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Obviously, I wasn't with her.
We were interested in each other.
You're at my house.
You don't ask somebody who you were previously interested in.
I asked you to do me a favor.
To take you somewhere else.
And then you just flip the script on me.
It's just out of respect.
Pip, it ain't easy, man.
We have contact, but I don't care for him.